With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Iran war has pushed the price of gas to the highest level it's been in almost 4 years. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Gas prices in the U.S. have reached their highest level since 2022. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gas is now $4.02. That's over a dollar more than before the war began. The last time drivers were paying this much was nearly 4 years ago, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Prices vary from state to state due to factors ranging from supply to differing tax rates. Some drivers have been paying more than $4 a gallon for some time. Analysts say the cost of groceries could increase as businesses' transportation costs increase. I'm Mike Hempen.
Four people are charged in a corruption investigation linked to a New York City homeless shelter operator.
Federal prosecutors probing public corruption in New York have charged the leaders of a homeless shelter nonprofit with stealing $1.3 million from the taxpayer-backed organization. Prosecutors say the leaders also steered contracts worth millions more to favored vendors in exchange for bribes and kickbacks. Four people were arrested in the probe. The charges come as investigators also probe whether City Council member Farrah Lewis and her sister Debbie Lewis, an aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul, accepted bribes related to the appropriation of city funds to the nonprofit. Julie Walker, New York.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to suspend construction of a $400 million ballroom after it demolished the east wing of the White House. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 1,125 points today. The NASDAQ rose 796. The S&P 500 advanced by 184 points. This is SRN News. A battle over faith in European soccer.
The Union of European Football Federations has fined a Serbian team because its fans displayed a giant image of the Orthodox Saint Simeon during a game with the words, quote, "May our faith lead you to victory." The Serbs point out that no fine was given to a German soccer team whose fans recently displayed a giant image of Satan and the words, quote, "Hear us, Lucifer, rise from the abyss and accept our souls." The Serbian squad will appeal the fine. Michael Harrington reporting.
Teens in the U.S. are obtaining abortion pills through telehealth, and young people ages 18 to 14 are ordering medication abortion at much higher rates than older adults. Those are the key findings of a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The researchers say underage girls are also bypassing parental involvement requirements. This is SRN News. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surges more than 1,100 points as Wall Street soars to its best day since last spring. We hear more on the day's positive market activity from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks surged on Wall Street to their best day since last spring as hopes built up again about a possible end to the war with Iran. The S&P 500 jumped 2.9% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 1,125 points. That's about 2.5%. The NASDAQ Composite rallied 3.8%. The market got some help from falling crude oil prices. That helped assuage some of the concerns that have been building up in markets that a long period of high oil prices could set off a damaging bout of inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.